Beast. The great void. A black, endless black silence. Stretching on and on and on forever and ever. Let us suppose that out there, somewhere in that vast infinite wilderness, there live other life forms. Thought forms with the technology to receive radio signals beamed out from Earth 20 years ago. The sounds of rock evolve. Taking this to be the language of the Earth people. This then is their reply.
This is the answer. In the August 2007 issue of Uncut magazine, let's be controversial, John Lydon is asked, would it be fair to say that gangsta rap is a sort of African-American punk? And Mr. Lydon replies, what tawdry rubbish. There is no truth in that whatsoever. It is many, many things, the most obvious being that it is white businessmen exploiting black people. And creatively, it has become a total dead end. I mean, I love some of the sounds that waft off a Jay-Z record, but I found it was better done when Captain Beefheart did it. And at the end of the day, I don't want people shouting at me about gold chains and greed and murder. It is tedious, and I would assume self-defeating for the people who listen to it. And in that sense, it is hideously right-wing. People are always shocked when they discover that a certain rapper votes Republican. But has anybody bothered listening to what these men are saying? What do they expect these goons to vote for? We'll be right back. This is Punk number 5 here on Kill Radio, and I'm DJ Hard Drive. That was Pubwick Image Limited from the Peel BBC sessions, not Peel sessions, and Pop Tones. That's fabulous. Tonight is going to concentrate somewhat on what I think of as post-punk. And we started off with Vic Cerf and the Villains, one of the It's War Boys label favorites, with their introduction. And then we heard El Vogue, We Dress Up Our Ideas to Make Them Sound Better Than They Are, from the Move 7-inch from the Big Year. And these are the Raincoats, If It'll Start. There it goes.
Ich kann ihn nicht widerstehen, ich kann ihn nicht widerstehen.
That's from YouTube. And those are the Fruit Pastilles, I Don't Ever Want to See You Again. They're from Australia. And that's a record that's very hard to find, so it was amazing to find it on YouTube. Before that was Taito from Germany doing Tunnel. And the Raincoats with Don't Be Mean, Don't Be Mean, Don't Be Mean. When I think of post-punk, the ultimate post-punk band was the Homosexuals. They're among my favorite bands in the history of the world. And so I said I wasn't going to talk. I wasn't going to talk about this stuff. But these guys are special. A trio, Jim, Anton, and Bruno. This is one of Jim's songs.
Thank you. pumping the pump. Fueling the lorry can dial. Wrap your slips in the signals.
Homosexuals, false sentiments. One painless shit is worth a million false sentiments. Vociferous slam, Prestel, kiss with venom. Post-punk on punk with DJ Hard Dive, number 5.